Here's a thought I'll title, New Work. And I'd be willing to bet some pretty serious money that this is an issue that pertains to every single one of you. And the issue is exacerbated because of the digital photography explosion that we're living through. Here in the 21st century, the volume of creative work that's being produced leads people inexorably to overvalue the new. Yesterday's Instagram posts are almost valueless. What have you done today? I don't recall anyone ever asking me to see work that I did 25 years ago, even though some of that work is pretty good and still holds up over the passage of time, and I'd love to show it to them. But that's never what they ask to see. They always say, "What have you done that's new?" Or perhaps, "What are you currently working on?" As though I'm supposed to show them work that I haven't finished, that I'm not only not done with, but I certainly can't be proud of, because it's still in production. I can't help but think that when someone says, "What have you done that's new?" they're asking to see my work that's yet unproven, hasn't survived the test of time. I'm not even sure I'm going to continue to like it a week or two or three from now. And I say that because I've experienced that. I've had work that I was on fire with. I loved it. And I put it up on the wall and look at it for a couple of weeks and think, nah, what was I thinking? And I'm not alone in this. Why is it that the new is supposedly of greater interest than our proven previous work? And by the way, that's not just for people who are asking to see our work, but it has to do with us too. When I talk to other photographers, they're always wanting to show me their latest work, the thing they just finished last week or last month, or just published most recently. And if I know they have work that's older than that, that maybe goes back years or decades, and I ask about it, so many times photographers will sort of brush that off as though that's old. That's who cares about that work. But it's not old to anybody who hasn't seen it. It's not valueless to anybody who loves that work. New is not necessarily better. It's new, but that in itself doesn't make it virtuous. It just makes it new. So here's a bit of practical advice that I've discovered by accident that works for me. And that is, I have a box of work that is held in reserve specifically for sharing with people who want to see my work. And in that box, I put a little of everything. There'll be some original prints from the Made of Steel series that I did in the 1980s. There's a few folios, a number of chapbooks, a pile of individual prints from various decades in my life. And I have that set aside in a closet so that it's available anytime I'm going somewhere, like giving a presentation live to a group of people. I want to have something to show, some samples. That collection, which I have specifically gathered to demonstrate various phases in my photographic life, various projects, various styles, various media. I don't just have new work in there, although there might be a piece or two. That collection of work is intended to push me beyond showing what I'm most enthusiastic about, which is the work I was doing last night. And by the way, that collection of previous work is not work that's for sale. They're all marked display copy so that I can't sell them. And if someone looks at something and says, "Gee, I'd love to buy that," I'm always grateful, but I explain that the one they're looking at is just a display copy, and I either no longer have that work for sale, or I can print it and send it to them. In other words, I use the mark of display copy as a point of discipline for me not to diminish the assortment of work that's in that box that's ready to show whenever I have an opportunity to do so. The key idea behind this is to disconnect the idea of new work and production time. Anytime I show work to someone who's never seen it before, to them, it's new work, even though to me, it may be decades old. New work, in other words, doesn't have anything to do with when I produced it, but whether or not they've seen it.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.